boy. Okay, I'm hurting. I got to admit it. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here after a wonderful night on the couch in our green room here next to the studio. I did an event at PJ Wellahan's. I had an appearance for the Birds game last night, which they won. Great, wonderful. But what's not so wonderful is having a slumber party on a radio station couch, which has probably sat there for the last 38 years. It's probably older than me. And if you shine a black light on it, it probably has the scars to prove it. Okay, anyway, enough on that. I'm hurting, but we're powering through. I got the daily podcast for you here for this Tuesday, December 4th. We started the show by talking Monday Night Football, complaining about it more or less. The outcome was great. The broadcast was not. We touched on our Christmas party coming up on December 14th. Hopefully you can join us. It's always a big, fun time in here in studio in our pajamas with the listeners. We talked package pirates today in the age of Amazon, cyber flashing, the Christmas vacation house. John shared his annual Dogs Are Not for Christmas PSA, and comedian Joe Matarese joined us. He was in studio. We didn't forget about Hanukkah. We threw a little love out there for our Jewish audience, and we busted another one of John's Christmas balls today. We're down to 8. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be doing Long Song Wednesday at 7:40, so it's going to be 8:10 again tomorrow. Good luck to you, busting John's balls open. Let's bust the podcast open now. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Well, the moment came last night, and it's gone, all right?
Yeah.
They won. They walked away with a win.
Still alive.
What wasn't the prettiest win I've ever seen, but you know, they came out and they did what I refer to as the Steve Vassalotti second half adjustment.
Right. Yeah. Turned out to be a blowout.
Hell yeah. Shut him out.
I get that Mark Sanchez was playing.
Yeah.
You know, the same level quarterback as some of our secondary.
I gotta tell you something. I really felt bad for, was it Colby? Was that
Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
I felt
the wounded
so
cowboy.
Bad for, yeah. You know, because here he was, you know, they were doing this great story about how he's waited so long to get in the game, and now he can finally prove himself. And, like, you know what, 15 plays in, okay, you're done for the season.
Yeah,
slow walk in the tunnel.
Yeah, that sucked.
Just hobbling.
Broken leg.
Was it a broken leg?
Yeah.
I was watching in a bar, which was awesome because you couldn't hear that dreadful broadcast.
Oh, my God. That's what I was about to say.
Who were those people?
So Joe Tessitore is the play-by-play guy.
In all honesty, last night I went to watch the game, and I couldn't remember what channel Monday Night Football was on.
You know, well, they should take it away from ESPN.
Yes,
the broadcast is horrendous.
It's so
Joe
bad.
Tessitore is the play-by-play guy, has been doing college for years. Jason Witten from the Cowboys is the color guy, and obviously all they wanted to do was talk about his career.
The glory days.
And, yeah. I mean, if I'm a Redskins fan watching that, I'm going bananas because all they're talking about is Zach Ertz. And then Booger McFarlane is the guy who rides up and down the sideline.
Booger?
Yes.
On the card. Who's actually, Booger's a good studio analyst.
Right.
Not really great.
He's a referee, isn't he?
Right.
He used to be.
Wait, you said Booger.
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 You did say Booger.
I don't know if it's his real name or his nickname.
No. No, look, I'll accept Absidi or whatever the hell that was.
Okay.
Right? And having a kid named Apple. Nobody is going to name their child Booger.
It's Anthony Durrell Booger McFarlane. The best part of the broadcast is Lisa Salters. And she doesn't get enough airtime, and she's local.
Really?
Yeah, she's from here.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Everything you need to know about Monday Night Football.
Hopefully someone in the family heard us saying something nice about her.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of things ahead of us, two things to keep in mind. One is, you know, normally this Friday would be a First Friday, but because it's December, in December we don't have a First Friday, we have a Christmas pajama party, and that's coming up on the 14th. So we don't need to know if you want to come right now, but in order to be at this event, that's a week from this Friday, right, you will have to show up in Christmas pajamas. Not just any pajamas. It's not just a pajama party. No, it's a Christmas pajama party. You have to be in Christmas-themed pajamas, so that will be coming up a week from Friday, and maybe we'll start maybe later this week.
Sure.
We'll start asking people if they want to be part of it. All right, but you got to bring a guest. You walk away. This is the big gift. This is the big gift.
You remember the haul they had last
year? Oh yeah, it was with the Brandywine Branch.
Tickets, booze.
Yeah.
Prizes,
as a matter of fact, Brandywine Distillery. Sending another case over for the big Christmas party.
Woo!
And it's very possible that Prairie Vodka may be sending a case of vodka over for the listeners as well. So Got a lot of stuff happening for the Christmas pajama party that is coming up a week from this Friday. Coming up at 8:10 this morning, we will bust my Christmas balls once again. Yesterday, Tony Mucher of Collingswood, New Jersey, got that $1,500 Benari.
Don't get too crazy.
Yeah, no. I was reading the dollar sign as a number. $500 Benari Jewelers gift card. Hey, you know what? You know, I could say 15 now. She already knows
five.
So anyway, today, maybe it's you. Maybe you're going to get those his and her bikes from Keswick Seidels, those Cannondale bikes. Mm-hmm. Maybe the all-weather tires from Creamery Tire. That's coming up at 8:10 this morning. But speaking of gifts, it is very possible that somewhere in your neighborhood, or maybe even it has happened to you, it seems they made a major bust in Milwaukee. Over the weekend, surveillance cameras caught a 31-year-old man suspected of stealing 175 packages from people's porches.
Really?
All right, as a porch pirate, just sitting there, you know, they follow the trucks, they see where they are, they keep a good distance, and then the next thing you know, what you ordered is gone, right? You know, and as far as I know, like if you order something from Amazon and they drop it off and it gets stolen, Amazon's not responsible, right?
I would think not. Yeah. Sort of on you. I don't know. It's a brave new world.
Yeah, I know. And I love all these shows and things I have on it. How to protect yourself from porch pirates. One is have it mailed somewhere else. Oh, thank you, Einstein. I'm glad you worked that one out. All right.
Send
it to work. Oh, okay.
Yeah, boss will love that.
I'm glad that Mr. Hawking came up with that one, you know. But, you know, it is that time of year, and even musically, you got to be prepared.
Rip-off time is here. You should really fear. I'm looking for what houses don't have any camera gear. Package near the door. Who could it be for? Now it's for me. I can't wait to see. I wonder what's in store. Maybe it's a drone or a new iPhone. So many things Amazon brings, I'm gonna take them home. Rip-off time is here. Hope your house is all clear. I might begin to just break in. Oh no, their dog is here.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Boy, are they lucky in New York, Cindy.
Why's that?
I think they could actually call this the Wiener rule in more ways than one. I remember, what was Wiener's first name?
Anthony
Wiener. Yeah. It seems that the good old days of airdropping some unexpected lady a classy picture of your hootie hoo, right, are now over in New York. There is legislation that is being put out to stop cyber flashing. Right, so you
can't, it's a big problem up there.
You can't send a unsolicited picture of your ding dong, mm-hmm, right, to anyone. You have to have permission, and then you can send them all the ding dong pictures you want.
How creepy is that, though? To be in a subway,
I know. Like,
oh my god, this is someone in this car. You start scanning the crowd, looking at their faces. See some guy creepily grinning in the corner. Think I got it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
So let me ask you something, and I don't want to get into a big battle here, but favorite Christmas movie?
Probably Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation?
Oh, very close runner-up of the Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Very close.
Uh-huh. Santa Claus with an E, by the way.
Yes.
Steve only realized that the Santa Claus with an E movie was actually a play on a clause in a contract.
Just now?
He found that out this year.
Okay. It was last year.
It was last year.
It was last
some
year.
Credit.
Sorry. Screw you guys.
He was 30.
Oh,
okay, sorry. So you, so
I
you
was 30.
30
leave
years.
Me alone. Exactly.
30 years
yeah, shut
to
up.
Find that out.
Oh, God.
Who are you laughing at,
mine
Cindy?
Mine is The Snowman. I don't know if a lot of people know. It's a British short from the 80s.
I'm with you. I mean, for me, it's a tie between the original Alistair Sim Scrooge and The Snowman, but I watch both every year.
Without question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't wait to
indoctrinate
my kid.
Cindy, yourself?
Well, I love Scrooge, but I also really love Elf.
Okay,
I've never seen that.
It's good.
Oh, it's but I want to go back to Steve's pick because something very interesting recently
happened. Which pick? I had multiple.
That would be the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it seems the Erlein family, the Erlein family of Austin, Texas, decided to decorate the outside of their house to look like the Griswolds.
It's ambitious.
The point where, remember where Clark slides off the roof?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Hold on
and,
the gutter.
And he's holding on to the gutter? Well, they put that up there, too. They
have, what, like a mannequin?
They have a mannequin holding on to the gutter with the lights around his ankle
stuff.
And then somebody walked by.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
They bought it hook, line, and sinker, and there's video of it, all right? And I have the audio from the video. Here's a guy walking past their house.
Oh, man. Please hold on. All right. Can you reach it?
He's trying to reach him with a ladder. Instead of just yelling help.
That's hysterical.
You know, just, come on. Just like, here's the ladder.
All right. Can you reach it? Help!
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
With Christmas upon us, it has become my job over the years, and a job that I willingly have taken on my own, to bring up the fact that a dog is not for Christmas. A dog is for a lifetime. And if you are somebody who's thinking about bringing a dog into your family because your little one wants one, if your little one can't take care of a dog, this is not the time to get a dog into the house. It is a living, breathing thing. It is going to be with you for 9 to 15 years, right? And you can't just treat it like an accessory. And if you're looking for a dog, let me tell you this much. If you're serious and you put your thought into it, right, they don't sell good dogs at pet shops. Those are what do you call them?
Puppy mill?
Puppy mill dogs. Yep. Right? And no breeder of any quality would ever, ever sell a dog to a pet shop. All right? And if you're looking for a full-bred dog and you can't afford it, there are more than enough rescue groups out there for particular breeds. So whether you wanted a Chihuahua or a sheepdog, you can find a group out there that will gladly give you a full-bred animal, a purebred animal, rather, right, for Christmas, just for taking care of it. So please, before you go out and get a dog because some little one... Look, you're not going to let your little one make a decision on your mortgage. Why would you let them make a decision on a living thing? Please think twice about this. There are so many shelters. There are so many rescue groups who are out there to help you, right? Take advantage of them and give a dog a home, a forever home this Christmas. I know I'm not talking to you in particular, Cindy, because you're a cat person.
That's true.
You know, and every year, you know, there's going to be some sort of cat thing that happens. Although I have to tell you, I think this year they've gone over the top. I mean, have you heard what's going on TV tonight?
No.
Tired of the same old holiday specials? Tonight on ABC, it's the first ever Christmas special for cats. Featuring the dot from a laser pointer, dead mice, and lint fresh from the dryer. And if that's not enough to make Mr. Whiskers slash your new suede couch enjoy, we've also got celebrity guests like Kat Lynn Jenner, Tuna Fey. Think you're excited? Ask your cat. Okay, this is an awful idea. Cats just want to be left alone to lick themselves. But too late, we ran the promo. ABC's Christmas special for cats. Use hashtag CatterdayNightFever to interact with fellow shut-ins. Don't hiss it.
I figured that was right up your alley.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He is here on occasion, and this is one of those occasions, ladies and gentlemen. He will be in Martin, New Jersey this Saturday night at Cherokee High School's Performing Arts Center. You can get tickets through joematerese.com. Yes, he's here, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, Joe Matarese is in the house. Hello, Joe.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Can I have the echo back?
You want the echo back?
Back to you.
Okay. Hi, Joe.
Thanks, John. Great to be here. All right.
Thanks,
I felt like I did
thanks,
the White House for so
many. Thanks, Harry.
That was like
Harry from heaven.
That was Harry hybrid. It was me and Harry, and I had a little, rocky because I saw Creed 2 the other day. Sorry.
I was going to ask you if you've seen it yet. How is it?
I liked it a lot. Uh-huh. My brother hated it. One of my friends from high school didn't like it.
Your brother hates everything. Your brother hates me. Whenever you're on this show, your brother tells you you suck.
You're right. My brother's brutal.
You know why? Because he sucks.
He now does. I'm going to say it. You're right.
Now I'm going to say it. So how was Thanksgiving? Did you come down here for Thanksgiving? You stay
I
up,
did.
Stay
I
up
did.
North?
I was at my brother's house for Thanksgiving.
All right. How'd that work out?
Now, I tweeted this, and tell me if you would get it, because it seemed like it was confused. It confused people on Twitter. I guess in the words, they don't get it. I said the Monday following Thanksgiving must be the Super Bowl for a therapist.
Yeah, I get that.
How do you not get that? I mean, it's obvious. After the holidays, and you spend it with the family.
Right.
And I'm like, I guess some people have normal relatives, you know?
It's possible. It's possible, but...
This is what happened this Thanksgiving. Now, my dad's birthday falls around Thanksgiving. So I give him an Amazon gift card in a card, and he opens it, and I don't know what it is about your parents when they hit mid-70s, but there's no filter. And as he opens it, he just goes... Ugh, I would have rather had cash. Are you serious? That's what he said. And he goes, I messed this up the last time you gave me an... I messed up. I'm like, Dad, you're a chemical engineer and you can't figure out an Amazon gift card? Like,
it basically is cash. Right. What can't you get?
Yeah.
Aside from gas.
Yeah. And I said, you're 75. Like, you can't give a grown man cash. You can give an 8-year-old cash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You give a grown man cash, it's like you're handing him a tip, basically. Right. Like, hey, Dad, here you go.
Yeah,
you did a good job. That's 15% of my lifespan. That set me off.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the king of not getting mad in the moment.
Right.
I always, sleep a few days on it, and then all of a sudden I wake up. I'm like, that was Thanksgiving. How are you not thankful on Thanksgiving? And I don't know if you have this happen, but I have a lot of relatives in my that are very Catholic. Like, I'm more of the ex-Catholic, you know?
Recovering Catholic.
Yeah, I don't go to church anymore. I really don't. My dad's very into it.
Okay.
He works for the church.
Again, that happens when Catholics get over.
Really?
Get older, rather.
They get more Catholic.
I had a priest tell this to me once. He says, we have you in the beginning, and then we lose you in the middle, and then you come back in the end.
Really? Yeah. That's hilarious. So I might get pulled back in.
You might get pulled back in.
So basically, a couple days, I sat on it, woke up mad, and I texted my dad, which is great now that he's, got a phone, you know, for years.
He gets texting, but he doesn't get Amazon gift cards.
Exactly. But then if you text him a video, he'll have trouble. There'll be something that'll go down, you know, and I used religion against him.
Mm.
So I go, hey, Dad, I just realized this. First off, you didn't thank me on Thanksgiving for something. I go, how anti-Catholic is that?
Wow.
I went right to it.
Yeah.
It was like going right to the zit. You know, I just went right to it. Instead of going around the zit, I was like, I'm going right on it. I go, every week you go to Mass, it's all about the opposite of how you acted on Thanksgiving. And I go, think about this, Dad. I go, what if those three wise men who showed up with frankincense and myrrh, if Jesus would have said, I would have rather had cash. I go,
he got cash. He got gold also.
That's what somebody said to me. That's what sucks about going to community college. You Google after you make the mistake, not before. I should have... I'm like, we were just saying this, that Italians would have put an S at the end of that. Called it MERS. Frankincense.
Get some MERS. Joe Matarese is going to be doing a show this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. at the Performing Arts Center of Cherokee High School. And you can get tickets through Joe Matarese. That's M-A-T-A-R-E-S-E. Matarese. JoeMatarese.com.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
I mentioned this yesterday because I am pretty sure that with the exception of Adam Sandler, all right, there isn't another radio station that plays Hanukkah music like the John DeBella Show.
Might be right.
We do it all the time. I mentioned it yesterday, and people go, wait. You know, Barkan used to comment on it all the time, how much he loved it. You know, how we would always have something special for Hanukkah for everybody who was celebrating Hanukkah. Because we get all caught up in Christmas. You know, and then Hanukkah comes along, and everybody forgets about it, and it's going on right now.
Rocking around on Hanukkah, it's a kosher holiday. Big matzo balls deck the halls, and it makes you say,
hoi vey!
Shopping around on Hanukkah, got my yarmulke on sale. I got my wish for gefilte fish, and I didn't pay retail. When it's Hanukkah, they say that it is no fun. But I get to open presents for 8 days and not just one. Goofing around on Hanukkah, my menorah point my tush. I look like a nut with a bandage on my butt underneath my Hanukkah bush.
I've got my latkes and my dreidel, I'm all set.
I didn't say they were good songs, I just said I had songs.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar, he's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.